Bone Boy Speaks, episode 437, Still the Worst of All Possible Worlds. In episode 342 of Phone Boy Speaks, I talked about Windows Phone and how they handle updates differently than, of course, iOS and Android and such. But unfortunately, due to a typo, I deleted the audio for the podcast. And I guess you got to be careful when I type in episode numbers and file names and stuff and upload it. And if I don't catch it right away, well, it overwrites the backup too. So, you know, anyway, recorded a placeholder for episode 342. I decided not to re-record that podcast, but to record a new one, essentially covering the same topic. So my experience with Windows Phone is I have a Lumia 520 that from Nokia, and for Christmas we bought my son a Lumia 521, and the only difference in these handsets is that one is made for AT&T and one is made for T-Mobile. I think the hardware is pretty much the same. Certainly the operating system is the same. It's Windows Phone 8, there's a difference in terms of how the what kinds of software is actually on these phones. First of all, I mean, there's the operator stuff, which of course is that's to be expected, right? But the nice thing about the preloaded operator crap on Windows Phone is you can remove it. And all that stuff is just remove. And if you wanted to go re-add it, there's a section in the Windows Store that lets you re-add all that stuff if you wish. But that's okay. But the real issue, right, is some of the included apps aren't included, right? So, for example, on the 520, there's this app called DataSense that is on other Lumia devices, and I tested it on a 925, and my son also has it on the Lumia 521, but it's not there on AT&T. And there's no explanation for it, and I can't sideload it or anything like that. It's because it's one of Nokia's included apps, but it would certainly make it lets you figure out how you're using your data and stuff, and so that it lets you make better use of it. Which, okay, that's great, right? That would be a great app, and I don't understand why AT&T blocks that app, and their replacement app, which is the My AT&T app, doesn't even provide half the functionality. So it's an inconsistent experience, and then of course there's the issue of software upgrades themselves. Right, so I guess the Lumia or the Nokia Black update has been rolled out now. It's been Windows Phone. I forgot what it was that was it was GDR3 or something of Windows Phone 8, and then of course there's Nokia's updates to that. And I'd been running the beta on my own phone. I'd been running the beta of GDR3 for a while, so that wasn't I'd had that, but it's officially rolled out now, and in fact it's rolled out formally on the Lumia 520. But unfortunately, the 521 still doesn't have those updates, and so now when I go try and help my son, or if there's something that I know is in that I know my phone does, and I try and go show my son how to do it, and I realize it's not there. and because we had to actually go through an exercise on his phone where I had to end up reformatting the phone because there's some space gobbling bug or something that's actually fixed in the Black update, but it's not available on T-Mobile. And again, the only real difference in the handsets, I think the 521 might have a gig of RAM versus 512 or something like that. But otherwise, other than like the radios, because they support different frequencies, they should be identical in terms of hardware. However, they have different versions of software, and a consumer looks at this and goes, well, they're the same phone basically. I mean, they look the same. Why do I have different levels of software on them? And this is like, okay, so it's centrally controlled by Microsoft, but it's not like there's different variants like the HTC variant or whatever. I mean, it's all pretty much there aren't all these different, hard customizations in, but it seems like every carrier takes their own sweet time in certifying it or whatever. And so what you end up with is you've also got some handsets that are never going to receive this update, ones that probably could run it. And so, this is not good, Microsoft. And I'm I don't know that this is going to change when Microsoft takes over Nokia's devices business, but it's still, as I called the last podcast I did on this, it's still the worst of all possible worlds, right? To compare it with what Apple does, right? Apple, when Apple releases, when a software
software update, it goes out on all the handsets simultaneously at once, right? There isn't a, oh, you know, the AT&T version doesn't have it or whatever. Everybody has it at the same time. So when, you know, when Apple released 7.0.6 to update, you know, the update the SSL problem so that your handset couldn't be compromised by a man in the middle, you know, when you try to access a secure website, you know, that went out to everybody at the same time, it was made available to everybody at the same time. And even the version that they did for iOS 6, you know, that went out at the same time for everybody. There wasn't this waiting process, or, you know, the waiting process maybe happened, but it happened on the back end. Meanwhile, you know, when Android comes out, right? I mean, the handset makers have to port it and do stuff, and so it can be months and months and months. And, you know, but in there, it's not, you know, and then you've also got, you know, you've got other issues. But, and so Windows is actually nice in some respects, because, you know, ultimately the updates come from Microsoft, but and there's a certain amount of, you know, time lag that's supposed to occur, but there's lots of reasons that, you know, an operator or a handset vendor will choose not to put out an update. Now, Nokia's been pretty good about pushing the updates. Usually it's the, you know, it's the carrier variants that seem to take the longest time. And I don't understand that. And so, as I say, it's the worst of all possible worlds. And unfortunately that's still the case. And I don't know how or if Microsoft's going to be able to change this once they own Nokia's mobile phone division, which is supposed to happen at the end of March, but we'll see, of course, like all these things.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all the past episodes and all the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.